All right. So in 1898, there was a book written called The Titan. It was about a boat called the Titan or the Titan, and it sunk in the North Atlantic because it hit an iceberg. And 14 years later, the actual Titanic sunk, and because it hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic and sunk. And there was a lack of lifeboats on both ships.
So is this like a conspiracy theory or something?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory because the author is convicted of having relations with the actual Titanic.
Convicted by like a court or something, or just, you know, public opinion?
Public opinion, yeah.
So like, did people like think about this like right after the Titanic happened, or like, did you know when this like started happening?
Yeah, because that's when his book became really famous, because they thought it was weird that it was made before the Titanic actually sunk. So how do you know?
It is kind of weird, you know, because Titan and Titanic, the word Titan is in the word Titanic of the, you know, name of the ship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did you know that there was a fire in like the coal room, the coal storage room, you know, where they shovel it for like energy and stuff in the Titanic? There was a fire before it set sail, and it weakened the place that like hit the iceberg. Do you guys know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
It's kind of interesting.
You can fact check me.
I'm pretty sure that would make the below ground weaker, so the iceberg would break it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. You guys can fact check me. You can look it up on Google or something, whatever you want. You know, Google. Sorry.
Yeah. But that's pretty crazy that it sunk like that. Like, what do you guys think about how, like, the author? Do you think he was like had something to do with it, or?
I mean, he definitely could have been on the Titanic or something. You know, could have made it happen, or I don't know.
I definitely think he had a part of it, or at least influenced other people to be a part of it in some way.
Yeah, I feel like he influenced other people, but he didn't do anything himself.
Maybe the book influenced the captain of the ship or someone who was like important, where they were like in the like captain's quarters and had control, and they saw the iceberg and they're like, whatever, I like that book, I want to be in it. So you know what I'm saying?
Maybe they wanted to like make it happen, you know? Like, they read it and they were like, wow, make it live action.
Realistically speaking, you know, somebody could have read that book and, you know, sabotage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about.
Like, they placed the iceberg there, right? Yeah, that sounds stupid.
Hey, we're trying to keep everything nice here.
No.
I'm sorry.
You miscaught what I was saying. You know, maybe the somebody who was driving the boat probably saw the iceberg and ran into it on purpose.
Listen. I have this plan. You know how, like, World War I, right? You know that the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand, you know that it wasn't planned, right? Like, there was planned that they're going to kill him, but then they failed. But the same dude that tried to kill him before just walked out of a coffee shop, and he was driving down, all coincidental. So he pulled out his pistol and gat. I feel like that was, like, in the moment, right? I feel like that kind of connects with this, because the dude who saw the iceberg was probably, like, in the moment, like, oh, yeah, dude, I love this book so much. And then, like, I just want to be in it. You feel me? Like, they kind of went insane. Just like in World War I, how they were in the moment, and you just shot a gat at start of World War I.
No comment on that.
Yeah, I did not know about that. That's very interesting. But how does that relate to with the Titanic?
Because, you know, if we're talking about conspiracy theory, and someone was in the moment, that kind of relates to World War I and the assassination of the Archduke, because they were, like, in the moment, gat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think I heard you heard this.
Well,
I think,
in my opinion, the captain read the book and he crashed into the iceberg on purpose.
You think it was the captain? You think it was the captain?
Could have been the captain, could have been the co-captain, could have been the guy who owned the boat. I don't know.
Did you know there was something called a co-captain, Jared?
Yeah, I did. Okay, we need final opinions.
This is a very weird conspiracy theory, and, you know, it could have happened either way.
I think this is a very interesting conspiracy theory, but you also have no evidence to back up that the conspiracy theory is true.
Pretty sure Pearl Harbor was an inside job. But other than that, I think it's possible, but probably really unlikely.
I think he didn't really influence it, but I think that's the reason why a lot of people are afraid of boats today, because the Titanic sunk and they're afraid they're going to end up like that, or the book.
Also, they also said the Titanic would never sink, so I think that would influence people.
Well, guess what? It sunk.
Let me finish talking.
No.
This was Mason and friends. Have a great day. Hi.
I can't do it.
Isn't it crazy that the boat sunk?
No, I'm just gonna say.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Titan wrote in 1898, sunk in North Atlantic. It hit an iceberg. Titanic sailed 14 years later. It sailed in 1912. It sunk in North Atlantic.
I have an idea.